Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Vatican says he is no longer in an acute respiratory crisis and that he's being treated for a mild kidney complication common in pneumonia cases. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, pilgrims who traveled from Chicago have been praying for him. Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil and gas profits to the U.S., but in return it gets no security guarantees. Ukrainian President Zelensky says for every dollar the U.S. has provided, Mr. Trump wants $2 back, a 100% profit. Though Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the parliamentary elections, the Conservative Party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine. This is ABC News. The sister-in-law of Israeli hostage Eitan Horn is urging the government to negotiate the release of all the remaining Hamas-held captives in Gaza. Talks in the second phase have yet to begin and are likely to be harder, experts say.
We hope and need and pray and beg to continue this dynamic of releasing more and more and more hostages.
Hamas agreed to release four bodies next week in the final exchange of the first phase. In her first major appearance since losing the presidential election, Kamala Harris delivering remarks in California at the NAACP Civil Rights Organization's annual awards ceremony on BET. Accepting the group's chairman award, the former VP made references to both President Trump and Elon Musk.
This chapter will be written not simply by whoever occupies the Oval Office, nor by the wealthiest among us.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, a high of 53 with a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and balmy. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of drizzle by late evening, a low of 31. Partly sunny, mild, and not as blustery on Tuesday with a high of 45. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, rain likely later, possibly mixed with a little wet snow, 33 for a low. Wednesday, 43 with scattered light rain, and Thursday, 39 with spotty light snow showers possible. Friday, 44 with a 30% chance of scattered light rain and snow showers. In Richland Center, yesterday we tapped out at 41 degrees. The midnight reading was 38. Right now in Richland Center, it is 37 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Monday, February 24th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
That's the group Ocean as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, Maggie Rose did the honors for our national anthem. Good morning, kids. We trust it was a good weekend for you. Good weekend for me. We are back at it here today, stretching out, ouch, and getting ready for Monday and this week and some weather that would be conducive to finding a little bit lesser wardrobe to wear, maybe some lighter shirts, short sleeves, or even a lighter coat as we head toward a high of 53 today. That is all right with me as we get into the week a little deeper. It looks like toward the weekend could be a little cooler, but still temps in that 20 to 30 degree range by this coming weekend, which it's hard to believe. Saturday will be March 1st coming in, and it looks like it will come in like a lamb. Well, let's get those chores started.
Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along.
Her daddy is a doctor, mother is a debutante, pillars of society. Living in a mansion somewhere in the country, say she is too good for me. Frida is a rich girl, daddy's little sweet girl, pretty as a sunny day. Frida never does do what she doesn't want to, Frida never has to pay.
Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along.
Frida is her name and freedom is her nature, running all around the town. Everybody wants to and everybody tries to, but nobody can hold her down. Frida is so kind and Frida is so gentle, love her little sexy ways. Frida, what would you do if I said I loved you? Frida, would you run away?
Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. Frida comes, yeah. Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long, Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays.
I'm finding that I'm spending most of my time wondering where she goes the rest of the time. But tonight I will find out for once and for all. Tonight I will follow her and let the chips fall. So let the chips fall, let them fall where they may. My moment of truth is fast on its way. Soon I will know for once and for all. So I'll just cross my fingers and let the chips fall. That I'm living is just half a life. The girl that I married is
life away. But my life without her would be no life at all. Still, I must know the truth, so let the chips fall. Let the chips fall, let them fall where they may. I'm ashamed of this game, but there's no other way. I must call her hand. A man cannot crawl. So put the cards on the table and let the chips fall.
Charlie Pride on WRCO, Light in the Mill Cow Show, Monday morning edition. A reminder, today, Spring Green Community Food Pantry distribution will be held today. That gets underway at 10:30. Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal coming up from 5 until 6:30 tonight. All are welcome. And the Dairyland Donkey Basketball Show will be held at the Weston Elementary Gym coming up tonight at 7. Live donkeys will be used as the Eagle Pride Group plans a night of entertainment for all. Advance tickets are available for $9. Tickets can be purchased at the door as well at a cost of $13 this evening. Reminders from our community calendar here on WRCO Radio. We're at 37 degrees, and already I think maybe I dressed too warmly today. I don't know. I have to open a window here or something. Yes, it's a little bit steamy on the inside. After a week ago when we were, was it a week ago? Yeah, we were down there around that 25 below zero mark. What a difference a week can make. What a difference a day can make in Wisconsin, right? Here's Johnny Rodriguez.
Here I am once again asking you to dance with me tonight. Sadly pretending I'm happy, and God above only knows why. Dance with me once again, darling. Telling you things that weren't true. Don't worry about being too near when I have this last dance with you. Dance with me once again, darling.
Is on WRCO. Dance with me just one more time. 17 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. We'll look at sports coming up and we'll get anaerobic polka percolating.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, yesterday, Damian Lillard scored 28, and Giannis Antetokounmpo had 23 points and 16 rebounds, and the Bucks used a strong fourth quarter to rally past the Miami Heat, 120 to 113, for their fourth consecutive victory. Lillard, who sat out Friday night's win over Washington with a hamstring strain, also had 8 assists. Brooke Lopez added 17, Kyle Kuzma and Gary Trent Jr. 16 for Milwaukee as they picked up their fourth straight win. Elsewhere, yesterday it was Boston getting the win against New York, 118-105. Golden State over Dallas, 126-102. Indiana, 129. The Clippers, 111. Toronto, 127. Phoenix, 109. Orlando, 110. Washington, 90. Detroit, 148. Atlanta, 143. New Orleans, 114. San Antonio, 96. Cleveland, 129. Memphis, 123. Oklahoma City over Minnesota, 130 to 123. From the NHL ice, Washington 7-3 over Edmonton, the Rangers 5, Pittsburgh 3, St. Louis 3-1 over Colorado, Tampa Bay 4, Seattle 1, New Jersey 5-0 over Nashville, Detroit 1 in overtime over Anaheim 5-4, Toronto 5, Chicago 2, Dallas 4-3 over the Islanders, Utah 2, Vancouver 1, Calgary 3-2 over San Jose. College basketball yesterday, Indiana over Purdue, 73-58. And some exhibition baseball yesterday. Colorado was a 6-1 winner over the Milwaukee Brewers. Among the National League games from yesterday, Pittsburgh beat Minnesota 5-1 in interleague play. A victory yesterday for the Cubs over Texas, 6-5. Houston beat St. Louis 11-6. Kansas City over the White Sox 4-3. And Detroit 4-0 over the Yankees in exhibition baseball action.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Let's warm it up a little bit here, a little bit more. All right, 5:21 the time. It is aerobic polka time. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was a smokin' aerobic polka right there. The Liechtensteiner polka from the Six Fat Dutchmen. Good morning from WRCL, the Light in the Milk Cow Show today, projecting a daytime high of around 53 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and balmy today, a high of 53, west winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, 31 with a 30% chance of drizzle by late evening. Tuesday, partly sunny, mild and not as blustery, and a high tomorrow of 45 degrees. So we're going to be right there in that ballpark for the next two or three days before it kind of maybe tapers off a little bit and we get back to a little bit more seasonal normals for late February. 38 right now, by the way, up one from the overnight low. Here's Alabama.
Times were lean, round our house the grass was green. It didn't seem like things were all that bad. I bet we walked 1,000 miles, chopping cotton and pushing plows, and learning how to give it all we had. As life went on and years went by, I saw the light in Daddy's eyes, and felt the love in Mama's hands. They kept us warm and kept us fed, taught us how to look ahead. Now looking back, I understand. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. When Sunday mornings rolled around, we dressed up in hand-me-downs, just in time together with church. Sometimes I think how long it's been, how it impressed me then. It was the only day my daddy wouldn't work. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. Walking in high cotton.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, you really love me, and no one else, dear, could come between. But now you've left me and love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Gene Autry with a classic on the Light in the Milk House show today. So we get you ready for the week today, the final few days of February. How can that be? Right now in Richland Center, we're up a degree from the overnight low. We're at 38. The time now is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. USDA says 1.8 million cattle entered U.S. feedlots in January. That's an increase of 2% from the previous year, toward the low end of the range of pre-report estimates. Weather was likely a factor. The total number of cattle on feed in the United States as of February 1st was down 1%. The Vice President of Public Policy at the American Farm Bureau Federation says there are still many questions as USDA evaluates program funding in the Inflation Reduction Act, but...
With the Secretary, she wanted to make sure farmers who were made a promise by the government, that the government upheld that promise.
Sam Kiefer says some farmers are asking about the Rural Energy for America program.
We're talking about, you know, commitments where farmers are trying to diversify income and create additional opportunities on the farm. That was not part of the first tranche. That's something we're keeping our eye on for potential future decisions coming out of the administration.
Kiefer says it's unclear what USDA will include in the next tranche of funding and when more details will be known. Farm Bureau recently met with Secretary Brooke Rollins to talk about economic assistance, trade, and the new farm bill. The Trump administration's recent round of funding freezes and job cuts is being felt by farmers, Brownfield's Larry Lee reports.
Wisconsin Farmers Union's Tommy Enright tells Brownfield.
We thought it was time to get people together, have our elected officials hear from our members firsthand what those stories and concerns were.
One of many feeling the impact is Chris Burkhaus, a former grower who, through a USDA grant program, trained farmers and helped them find new markets.
My job was paused. We didn't know what that meant, but they told me I should stop working until they knew more, and eventually they told me that I should probably start looking for another job.
Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan tells Brownfield the Trump administration is causing chaos and more uncertainty for farmers.
Here today, we heard a bunch of people who've already seen their funding cut off, even though we're told no funds have been cut off to farmers.
From Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. The Kansas Secretary of Agriculture says he's uncertain how a new USDA initiative will impact Kansas farmers. Mike Beam tells Brownfield.
I'm hoping that it's going to be putting an emphasis and maybe even resources towards enhancing our research efforts. We need to be at the forefront because in the end, it usually relates to science and economics.
U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins recently sent a letter to governors asking them to take part in the Laboratories for Innovation project aimed at creating solutions to long-ignored challenges. Beam and others will meet with Rollins in Washington, D.C. this week to address the plan and recent layoffs within the department. I'm Kara Hart. for Brownfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Title Town Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
Another light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs close higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade business was sporadic at best throughout the week, with light trade taking place Thursday and Friday. Live deals were at $199 to $200, $3 to $4 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress deals were marked at mostly $315, $5 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Herod Livestock Market in South Dakota, an accurate price trend wasn't available, but steady undertones were noted on steers less than 750 pounds. The USDA says demand was very good for packages and a handful of loads of home-raised cattle that were on offer. Flesh was quite attractive, with most cattle in light to moderate flesh with some moderate plus at times. Loads were attractive and quality and packages varied. The market was active. Feeder supply included 72% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 662 to 684 pounds, brought $303 to $325. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 636 pounds, brought $300.50 to $313. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for heavy off ranks. Choice down $1.86 at $310.77. Select was 62 cents lower at $302.56. Estimated cattle slaughter was 107,000 head, down 7,000 on the week and down about 12,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Export sales for U.S. pork were solid as demand on the global market remained strong. Domestic demand has continued to struggle with inconsistency. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. With ample supplies and the recent pullback in slaughter pace, weights could push higher, adding more pork to the market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up 64 cents with a weighted average of 90.08. The Iowa Minnesota was up 28 cents with a weighted average of 90.40. The Western Corn Belt up a quarter with a weighted average of 90.37. Pork values into the day sharply higher Friday, up 304 at 97.07. There was strength in all of the primals, with bellies closing more than $7 higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle ended the day higher ahead of Friday's on-feed report from the USDA, and lean hog futures were mostly higher on the steady to higher cash business and sharply higher pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle trade Friday was light at 199 to 200 live and 315 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn both saw some profit taking. March beans were down 6 at 1039 and a half. May was 5 and 3 quarters lower at 1057 and a quarter. March corn was down 6 and 3 quarters at 491 and a quarter. May was down 7 and 3 quarters at 505. Cattle were higher ahead of the USDA's on feed numbers, which were out after the close. April live was up 15 at 193.95. June was 35 higher at 190.32. March feeders were up $1.12 at 267.95. And nearby hogs were down. Deferred months were up on spread trade in the higher midday pork. April was down 85 at 87.67. May was 50 lower at 91.95. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
An ag economist makes a case for crop insurance today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A University of Arkansas ag economist cautions farmers not to try to save a buck by skipping crop insurance this year. Here's Hunter Byram.
I've spoken with probably hundreds of producers in Arkansas about this, and we've had great dialogue and great conversations. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I just don't want to pay the premium or the premium's too expensive. I get it. I totally do. But almost by and large, it is always better to get some insurance versus no insurance.
Byram suggests crop insurance is a form of risk protection farmers cannot afford to leave to chance.
But think about it from the farmer's perspective, from the producer's perspective. They're trying to guarantee that they're going to have crops. So we're going to ensure we have crops. Now, you say, well, there's no way to ensure that you have crops. You are correct. But what we can ensure is the value of the crop.
Byram likens crop insurance to any other crop input.
I think we should think about an insurance premium almost as a cost of production. Why? Because when you pay that premium, you're already guaranteeing that value. You're already guaranteeing that yield, essentially. Maybe you're risk neutral and you're very indifferent. You're like, all right, put the crop in the ground. We'll see what happens. But no, like most farmers are going to be risk averse.
Mid-March is the deadline to secure crop insurance for spring planted crops in most parts of the country. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Daily Update. U.S. milk production was up fractionally in January as dairy farmers worked to grow their herds. Production in the U.S. totaled more than 19 billion pounds, with production per cow down 7 pounds from last year. The USDA says farmers increased the dairy herd size by 40,000 head from last year and 10,000 from the prior month. Top states increasing milk production during January include South Dakota and Texas. Both were up 6.5%. The USDA's February report also includes the annual number of licensed dairy farms for 2024, which was down more than 1,400 from the prior year, or 5%. Wisconsin lost the most dairy farms in the U.S. last year, down 400, followed by Minnesota with a drop of 165. A Michigan dairy farmer says the past year of good prices have helped to catch up on some long-awaited improvements. Tony Jandernaw says it's been more than challenging to be a dairy farmer over the past decade.
It was a tough 5 or 7 year stretch where dairying in Michigan was not fun. It just was a tough road.
Since 2015, Michigan has lost more than half of its licensed dairy farms.
In the last year, I'll say for sure, we finally were able to make a little money and catch up on some of the stuff that you just let go for too long. You know, we're hoping we can have a good run, a little stretch here, because we need one.
Cash dairy prices closed mixed in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday. Dry whey was unchanged at 54.5 cents. Blocks unchanged at $1.90. Barrels were up 1.5 cents at $1.80. Butter down 0.75 cents at $2.41.5. And non-veg rye milk down a penny at $1.24. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield anchor reporter based in Iowa. Tune in each day to Managing for Profit to hear expert advice from the industry's top producers and leaders to make your operation more profitable. Topics range from insurance, government programs, taxes and regulations, environmental factors, policy updates, overall risk management, and more. Unlock the potential of your farming operation with Managing for Profit each day on Brownfield.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hello, this is Chase Huston with Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a big sale. Come buy your hay now. Large squares topped at $170 a ton and rounds topped at $70 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to consign your machinery or goods or even list your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Huston. Have a great day.
5:45 the time. Good morning from WRCO. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 53. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of drizzle by late evening, a low of 31, and Tuesday partly sunny, mild and not as blustery, with a high of 45. Currently at the WRCO studios, our temperature is hanging out at 38 degrees. We're up just one from the overnight low.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought of this morning. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby, feels good. Hold me, baby. like a lover should. Oh, you're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you find nails and that twitch on my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis, a couple in a row from those old Sun Records days. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Before that, Johnny Cash here on WRCO. Heading toward weather, meteorologist Tony Schumacher, he's the expert. He'll let us know what he thinks for the next few days and how it's going to shape up here. It doesn't look like it's going to stay in the 40s and 50s, but still, for this time of year, not bad. Can't complain. Wouldn't do us any good anyway. So we'll check with that coming up. More regular features as well along the way here on the old Light in the Milk House show. Here is Travis Tritt.
I took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. And in the parking lot, I said, it's mighty hot, maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, 'cause only members are allowed in here. I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Hey, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk the roadside pub. I'm a member of the country. To go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night. Here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, 'cause you can tell all your friends. I'm a member of the country club. I do my
choice you made.
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine? She asked so sweet and tenderly.
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine? And would you do it one more time for me? Sunshine each and every night, I'm searching every crowd for a face. She was gone just as quick as the song that she asked for, taking my sunshine away. But someday when I finally look down and see her, I know just what I'm gonna say.
Do you know?
Do you know you are my sunshine?
Brothers on WRCO Light in the Mill Cow Show. Tony is coming up next with weather. Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Unseasonably warm air has pushed into the Midwest. This came in off the Pacific Ocean, and the gusty southwest winds help pull it in. So temperatures will be about 15 to 20 degrees above normal today. Not quite as warm tomorrow, but it should still feel nice with lighter winds expected for tomorrow. A weak weather system coming through the area late this evening could produce a little drizzle, although the best chance of rain appears to be just to our southwest into northern Iowa. We are anticipating another system coming through late Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Could bring us some light showers, maybe some wet snow mixed in. It could stay a touch unsettled going into the end of the week, although the best chance of any accumulating snow on Friday looks to be over the northeast half of Wisconsin. Temperatures should cool down heading toward the weekend as well, getting back to a few degrees below normal by Saturday and Sunday. Here's that forecast for today. A mix of clouds and sun, breezy and mild with a high near 53. Southwest to west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of drizzle in the late evening, low at 31. Partly sunny, mild, and not as breezy tomorrow, high in the mid-40s. Northwest wind turning southwest between 4 and 8. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, some light rain likely later, possibly mixed with a little wet snow, low near 33. On Wednesday, cloudy with scattered light rain, possibly mixed with wet snow early. Should end by midday as temperatures top out around 43. Heading into Thursday, mostly cloudy, spotty light snow showers and sprinkles possible. Low 30 with a high of 39. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, 30% chance of scattered light rain and snow showers. Low 23 degrees, high of 44. Right now, the weekend looks dry and partly cloudy, high 32 on Saturday, 38 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, 37 degrees and partly cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 41. The record high, 63, was established in 1958. The record low, 20 degrees below zero in 1889. Last year's high was 37 and the low, 15. Sunset will occur at 5:44 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 6:45 coming up for this morning. East to northeast winds are between 4 and 5 miles per hour. Right now in Richland Center, the barometer is at 29.41. And we're down to our overnight low so far. It is 37.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM in Richland Center. Our update at 6 o'clock is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An avalanche advisory is in effect in parts of Colorado and avalanche warnings from Montana to Washington State. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital and what the Vatican calls mild kidney complications that are being treated.